Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Finds that a snap judgment about someone you don't know has a way of snapping back.
Well, I don't think you're in danger of having a snap judgment made about you. You're so well known.
Well, Mr. Mannix, I've been around so long.
Well, anyway, I'd say you're one of the greatest stars of the theater. Huh? Why, you can really be compared to the brightest stars in the sky, Mrs. Greenwood.
Yes, the Big Dipper. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
As a special guest today, the international star of stage and screen, Mr. Freddie Bartholomew. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. To remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the identifying name, Hallmark. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now to the little town of Lakeview, where Aunt Charlotte is raising the three Boston youngsters, little Robert and teenage Barbara and Jack. It's a sunny, unusually warm Saturday morning, and the Barton backyard is a scene of great activity. That's Robert helping Aunt Charlotte keep the rug.
Oh, you sure can't tell it's Saturday around here. All this cleaning going on.
Well, when I was young, we used to clean on Saturdays, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Then Mother would invite the boys over for Sunday, hoping that I'd make an impression on one of them.
How did it turn out?
Last weekend. Robert, the idea is to get rid of the dust, not the rug.
Well, golly, Phil, how'd you separate? Oh, Charlotte, did you have to be rugged when you were a little girl?
Mm-hmm. Mother used to give us 10 cents for domestic rugs, 20 cents for Indian rugs, and 40 cents for Oriental rugs.
Why so much for Oriental rugs?
Because we had nothing but domestic rugs.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Finished saw on the wood.
Miss Greenwood.
Thanks, Sylvester.
Gosh, it's so warm, we'll hardly need the wood this weekend.
Well, it's better to do the cutting when it's warm and the burning when it's cold and the other way around.
Yeah, yes, that's what my grandfather used to say.
He did?
Yeah. My grandmother, too.
She did?
Oh, yeah. That's about all we ever did say to each other.
Well, what's all this? How's spending today? We're having a guest tonight.
Well, Barbara, you are dressed up. I take it that you're not one of the working Bartons.
No, I'm not. And neither could the other Barton see. Has everyone forgotten that Wilbur Mannix is coming here this afternoon?
No one has forgotten. No one.
But you don't understand. Wilbur Mannix is coming to interview me about the vacancy on the freshman executive board. He's standing there.
Well, what has that got to do with Saturday in this household?
Oh, you really don't understand. He's the Wilbur Mannix.
Well, I'm the Robert Barton. He's the Rock. Maybe I can get him to help me with his job.
You'd better not ask. I can just see Wilbur Mannix beating Rod.
Well, from what you say, I can just see Wilbur Mannix. Barbara, it strikes me you're making quite a fuss about his visit.
Oh, but I hope you ain't so. Everyone on the campus makes a fuss about him. Don't you know who he is?
Certainly, he's the Wilbur Mannix.
Yes. And his grandfather was the Supreme Court judge. And his father was the United States Senator. And his uncle is the Dr. Felix Mannix, president of the college. Well, the kid's family tree is simply got to look up to.
I never saw a tree I had to look up to.
Charlotte, one of the managers came over on the Mayflower.
What's so wonderful about that? Which one of the Greenwoods came over on the Mayflower?
Your Aunt Charlotte.
Hey, I'm off your Aunt Charlotte. Want to help me take the heat?
Heat, sir? That sounds like Indian jive. No get 'em.
No catch 'em?
No.
Buggy, jalopy.
Oh, you're not going to paint that wreck today. Wilbur Manish is coming.
So what?
Wilbur Manish travels in the best circle.
Yeah, and he's the worst square.
Oh, and I'm a long straight line. Now, really, children.
But I'm not going to have Jack come tramping into the house covered with paint. What kind of impression do you think that'll make on Wilbur Manish?
Well, what am I supposed to do? Rent a tuxedo?
I read in the paper where a man advertised a tuxedo for rent and a large family wanted to move in.
Mm-hmm. I told Wilbur Manish that Jack would pick him up at the bus station this afternoon. Nobody in this house understands.
Oh, now steady, darling. We're not going to let you down. Now, what time is he coming?
The bus gets in at 2:45.
Well, in that case, you'd better get organized. Now, Barbara, tidy up the living room. Robert, will you take in the rugs? And Jack, get your car.
Okay, as you say so.
Thanks, Charlie. This is my one chance to get on the frosted again. Please see that everything's just perfect. Mr. Manish is terribly exacting in that video. He insists that everything be in the right place.
Well, when you introduce him to me, tell him to look in the other direction.
Oh, oh, Mr. Nance, I'm so glad you could come.
Charmed, Miss Barton.
Oh, how enchanting of you to say so. May I present my aunt, Miss Greenwood?
Welcome to Barton Manor, Mr. Manor. Barbara's been telling me about you.
Oh, delighted, Miss Greenwood. I've heard so much about you. I just think it would be frightfully boring for a famous actress here in Lakeview.
Quite the contrary.
Oh, but certainly you must miss New York City dreadfully. You must have had such bully experiences there.
Well, there was one time an out-of-towner saw me standing on the corner of 42nd Street and Broadway, and he turned to his friend and he said, I thought the Empire State Building was on Fifth Avenue.
And Robert?
Mr. Manish, I believe you've met Jack. Oh, of course you have. I need to call for you.
Oh, rather. We had a ripping conversation, didn't we?
Did we?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the Bartons, I guess.
Well, I seem to remember someone else, a small boy.
Oh, Robert. How ghost of me. Robert is the youngest in the family. And actually, Aunt Charlotte's the oldest.
Not only in this family, but any family. Now, here comes Robert now.
Hi, Jackie. I see you're back. How about letting me help you with the car?
As you guess, Mr. Manish, this is Robert. Hi. Sit down, Mr. Manish.
You're most kind.
Jack, did you hang up Mr. Manish's coat?
Coat? Oh, how tiresome of me. I took it off in the car and left it there. Frightfully warm out, you know.
Be a lamb, Robert, and bring in Mr. Manish's coat, please.
Roger. Pirate to navigator. Recover coat and sail down the sea.
Over.
Navigator to pirate. Roger.
Bear minded this week. Jack, suppose we leave Mr. Manish and Barbara to their business. Besides, I want you to take a look at the hinge on that back door.
Yeah, it's rusty.
So am I.
What a long hair that Wilbur Manish is.
Now, really, Jack, you're being unfair. I'll admit he's a bit stiff and formal, but very often being hasty in your judgment is the same as being wrong.
What is he going to stay here all afternoon? Gosh, if he leaves now, I'd be able to drive him to the bus and still have time to come back and paint my car.
Oh, Charlie, if you want to say goodbye to Mr. Manish, he's ready to leave now.
Oh, you mean it? Oh, boy, let's go.
But all right, Barbara. Did you get the appointment to the freshman executive committee?
Well, I don't know yet. Mr. Manish said he'd consider it and let me know Monday. Jack, please be careful of everything you say when you're driving back to the bus. I don't want anything to go wrong at the last minute.
Don't worry about me. Let's get going so I can get back and paint my car.
Oh, Charles, where did Robert put Mr. Manish's coat when he brought it in?
Well, isn't it in the closet?
No, I couldn't find it.
Well, I wonder if he did bring it in.
Oh, well, if it's still in the car. Robert.
Robert, have you got Mr. Manish's coat?
Well, you see, it was right there in the back seat with the cat.
Robert, your face.
My paint. That's my red paint.
I'm going out to my car. Oh, my gosh, I'm afraid to look. If that kid spilled it all over the upholstery, I'll...
Hey, Robert, what happened?
It didn't happen. It was an accident. Well, there was a cab there in the back seat with the coat.
It just thought on the coat.
Just a minute, Barbara. Go on, Robert.
Charlie, you're not so much filled after all. There's a lot left in the can.
Oh, no, not so much filled. You should see what isn't on his hands and faces on the upholstery. It's ruined.
The coat set. Mr. Manister's coat?
Sure, it's on the coat.
Oh,
the upholstery. You should see.
Now, you'll have to explain to Mr. Manus.
I only wanted to make sure the paint was red.
How can I possibly explain it?
By simply telling him the truth.
Sometimes they have the wrong labels on the cans.
Tell him the truth. Tell him this whole coat is covered with red paint. He'll be absolutely furious.
What am I going to do without upholstery?
Oh, they'll never appoint me after this. Oh, I'm sorry.
I tried to wipe it off very soon,
but smeared it on worse.
Oh, now, look, just wait a minute. Now, Jack, if you drive down to the cleaners immediately, there's a chance that every spot can be removed.
Oh, Jeepers, do you mean
that? Yes, but hurry before the paint dries.
You'll have to... Jack, wait till I'm through. Did you hear what I said?
Oh, you better get them. I'm on the way now.
Robert, now, hurry upstairs, darling, and get some turpentine and see if you can clean yourself up.
Okay. I'm sorry I spilled it. I'm sorry.
Now, Barbara, go and tell Mr. Manus what happened and tell him that we sent the coat to the cleaners and that it'll be back if he'll just be patient.
Oh, Charlotte, I can't. He mustn't find out. He mustn't.
But, darling, he'll have to. After all, it's going to take some time to clean it.
I hate to be rude, but I've just time to catch the 4 o'clock bus back to Mound City. I have you my overcoat.
Overcoat? Oh, yes, of course. I mean, no, I didn't get sick. Are you sure you want to go now? I mean, Jack can't take you to the bus.
But a moment ago, you said he could.
Yes. Well,
things have taken on a different color.
They have?
Yes. Oh, yes, much different. And if you can wait, Jack will take you to the bus. He was called out. He's in a little difficulty.
Financial?
Well, he is trying to get out of the red.
Christmas is a time for remembering. For remembering the first time you saw Santa Claus. The smell of pine needles at Cousin Claudia's when you were 9. The train Uncle Bob gave you. The Christmas cookies Aunt Harriet made. Yes, Christmas is a time for remembering all those things. And the uncles and aunts and friends and neighbors who helped make Christmas the most exciting time of the year. Hallmark Christmas cards will help friends and dear ones remember the Christmas fun they shared with you. Go to your Hallmark dealers tomorrow. There you will find gay, humorous cards and cute cutout cards that the children love. You'll see beautiful, distinctive cards, many with an inspiring spiritual theme. In fact, among your dealer's wide selection, you'll find a Hallmark card that says Merry Christmas just the way you want to say it. Remember, you have only 16 more days to choose your cards, address and stamp them, get them through the crowded mail to friends and loved ones. So, stop in at your Hallmark dealer's tomorrow. Remember, too, that the name Hallmark on the back of your card tells your friends you've cared enough to send the very best. They know that the Hallmark name means finest quality. Just as you know that a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. While D. Wilbur Manish was interviewing Barbara in regard to her qualifications for the freshman executive board, Robert spilled a can of red paint over the back seat of Jack's car and over the coat that Wilbur had left on the seat. Aunt Charlotte has sent Jack out to get it cleaned and has advised Barbara to tell Mr. Manish the truth. But Barbara, too terrified of the consequences, is trying to stall him until Jack returns with the coat. Wilbur is saying,
Barton, I've already missed 3 buses. If your mother is delayed, why don't...
If you'd explain to Mr. Manus...
Oh, I'm sure Jack will be back any minute now. After all, Mr. Manus, I promised to drive you to the bus station. Oh,
but it really isn't necessary. It's getting late, and I insist you let me call a taxi.
Oh, you can't. I mean, maybe they aren't running. I mean, maybe they're running the wrong way.
Not since the men drivers came back.
Oh, please, Miss Barton, I've got to go. May I have my coat?
Your coat? Oh, that must be Jack now.
I'll go.
Why, Gertrude Gleason, come in.
Hello, Miss Blue Red. How is it that Jack seems to wish you? I mean, I just
float traffic between us, and he said, Mr. Maddox was here. I mean, he really wanted to. So I drove right over. I mean, I really did. I mean, I really sent the car and drove right over. I mean, I did really.
Did I say you walked?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Maddox, this is Gertrude Houston. How do you do?
Oh. Oh, Mr. Maddox, how long have you been here?
Well, I expect to leave any minute. They tell me.
Oh, Senator Jack, that's right. He's driving Mr. Maddox to the bus station. Oh, I'm very happy to drive him to the bus station. Oh, I mean, I really would. I mean, I would really. I mean, why should he waste his gas?
Well, I say, that's an excellent idea. That solves everything, doesn't it? Now, may I have my coat?
Oh, no. No, I mean, you can't go with Gertrude. I mean, the way she drives.
Well, how does she drive?
She drives the way she talks.
Oh, well, goodbye, then.
We'll see you to the door, Gertrude.
Oh, say, Aunt
Charlotte,
you sure did save the day.
Mr. Maddox is in the living room.
Well, so what? Oh, gosh, Aunt Charlotte, you certainly know your onions. It's a good thing you kept cool.
Oh, I'm a whole vegetable garden. I know my onions, built like a string bean, cool as a cucumber, and some tomato.
Well, the painter said it was lucky that the paint was still wet. He used some special stuff, and it came off without a mark.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Listen to her. You'd think it was her upholstery.
Upholstery? What about the coat?
Oh, boy, when I saw that coat?
Jack didn't bring back Mr. Maddox's coat.
Oh, God. No, I left it at the cleaners.
You what?
All right. I'll go back to the cleaners.
Oh, by the time you get there, they'll be closed.
So, Barbara, I phoned the cleaners and asked them to send the coat right over. In the meantime, I suggest you tell Wilbur the truth. The longer you delay, I suggest right now, here he comes.
Ah, Mr. Spartan, you've returned.
Yeah, I got sort of held up.
What held you up? The wet road?
No, the dry cleaners.
I see. But now that you're here, if you could drive me to the bus station,
Oh, well, you couldn't possibly go now.
Why not?
Barbara, tell Mr. Maddox, why not?
Oh, well, it's so late now. We simply must stay for dinner.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes, yes. We couldn't dream of your going, could we, Aunt Charlotte?
No, dear, we couldn't.
Well, but I shall have to be off right after dinner. Horribly rude, I know.
Oh, Mr. Maddox, I'm so delighted you're staying.
On the contrary, I'm delighted.
On the contrary, don't commit yourself. Yes.
And now, really, Miss Barton, I must be going.
Oh, Nadia, please. Sylvester, bring Mr. Maddox another cup of cocoa.
Oh, my dear Miss Barton, I've had six already.
Barbara, I believe Mr. Maddox has had enough cocoa.
Oh, thank you, Miss Greenwood. You're regular.
Not according to my seamstress.
Well, Mr. Maddox, about the freshman board, I meant to ask you, do they have to vote on me? I mean, the person you nominate to fill the vacancy?
Well, yes, but it's a mere formality since they've left it up to me to select the candidate. So, in self-defense, I might say it's too much responsibility for one man. Don't you think so, Miss Greenwood?
I'm biased.
Really?
In self-defense, I've always felt the same way about myself. Too much responsibility for one man.
Yes, there's a going here from the dry cleaner. The dry cleaner? Oh, Archie, I'm incredible. There's no limit to their imagination.
That has nothing to do with age. My imagination's as good as it ever was. In fact, it's better. In fact, it has to be.
The fellow said...
That's all right, Robert. I'll go see what he wants.
Oh, I'll go too. Please excuse me, Mr. Maddox. Have another cup of cocoa.
How do you do?
Hello.
Are you from the Lakeview Cleaners?
Yes, ma'am. You dirty and crease them and tear them, we clean them and dress them, we tear them. The gowns you adore will be ship-shaped once more.
But I'm shaped like a ship and can't wear them.
Yes. Is that the coat in that package? Oh, please give it to me.
I'll tell you that.
Well, unwrap it, dear, and see if they did a good job.
All right. This isn't a coat.
Huh?
It's a pair of trousers.
The trousers?
Trousers? They're no good.
Not without anybody in them, no. I must just pick up the wrong package.
Oh, now I'll have to show Mr. Maddox some more.
But Barbara...
I'll be right back.
Boy, yes. How soon can you take these trousers back and bring back the coat?
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, the store's closed now. I'm just dropping these off on my way home. Till Monday, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll say, Mr. Maddox, one of my sister's for you. Can the boy get the car?
Not till Monday.
Monday? Oh, I'm sorry. How can I keep Mr. Maddox for a whole weekend?
What am I going to do?
What you should have done in the first place. And come on, I'll help you.
Oh, no, Aunt Charlotte, we can't tell him the truth. We can't.
Oh, you're back.
Well, Barbara?
Miss Lannister, how did you like my feature?
Well, I haven't read it yet. I need my glasses. They're in my overcoat.
Oh, well, you shouldn't read without your glasses. I mean, you shouldn't read with them.
Well, if you don't want me to read your thesis, I'm sorry I put Sylvester to all that bother.
What bother?
He went out to the car to get my glasses out of my coat.
You sent Sylvester?
Hello there.
Hello there.
I went out to look for your glasses, but I couldn't find...
The car, but it's right in the garage.
Yeah, but I couldn't find...
The keys are hanging right on the nail.
Yeah, and all that, but I couldn't find the
cocoa. Well, we're all out of cocoa.
No. No, I'm talking about the man's glasses. He said they were in
his... Oh, but Mr. Mannix doesn't want his glasses anymore, do you, Mr. Mannix?
Don't I?
Don't he?
Well, does he? I don't know. No, but even if he didn't want his glasses, I still can't find...
Oh, stop, I can't stand it anymore.
Me neither.
Well, then, Barbara, tell Mr. Mannix
that I can't. I just can't tell him.
What can't you tell me?
Wilbur's waiting.
Oh, I don't know how to tell you, Wilbur. I mean, Mr.
Mannix. Oh, do make it Wilbur, though I loathe the name.
Oh, boy, it's a lovely name. I mean, it will be all right, but it isn't now. I mean, yet. And I thought it should be before...
Barbara, so far, that's clear enough.
Yes, do go on. I'm fascinated.
Well, Robert spilled a can of red paint over the back seat of Jack's car and over your coat. But, Wilbur, Annika is going to be all right. Only Jack forgot, and the cleaner isn't open today, and it all came off the upholstery, so really it will be all right. I mean, the coat.
Coat?
You're laughing.
But really, that's the funniest thing I ever heard. Oh, but it's no joke, though.
Oh, I'm sure your coat will be all right.
Coat? Goodness, I was thinking about Jack's car.
Oh, give me a thoughtful man. On second thought, keep the thoughtful.
Jack didn't mean to forget, but in all these
times... Oh, I could think so. I know how I'd feel if it were my car. What kind of a gift in a jalopy? What with one thing and another?
Well, here's one thing that can't get another.
You know, if Jack wouldn't consider it too terribly much of an imposition, I'd love to come back tomorrow to help him work on the car.
You work on a jalopy?
And why not? And I could put the kitchen in and help, too. I could get underneath and stand up.
Stand up?
Mm-hmm. Like one of those fancy hydraulic shafts they have in the service station.
Oh, really? I wish I could help him with the car.
You will, and sooner than you expect.
Oh, how so?
Well, now that we've all had our little laugh about the red coat that isn't coming, and now that that's all cleared up, you really can't leave.
Isn't that where I came in?
No, that's where the bus schedule goes out. There aren't any more buses running to Mound City tonight. So, will you be our guest?
Well, if I wouldn't be putting you out, I'd be delighted.
The last time you said that, my answer was, I think you will.
And now?
I know you will. I do hope you'll find the room quite comfortable, Wilbur.
Oh, this is swell. Miss Greenwood.
Yes?
You know, some things aren't easy to say. Like trying to express my appreciation to Jack for letting me help with his car.
Well, it was more of a favor to him, Wilbur. Though you'll have to forgive Barbara's shock of surprise when you ask to help. I'm afraid you've suffered from what we in show business call a bad press.
Well, it isn't so often that I get the chance to be with such real people. And that's not a very satisfactory word, I know.
It's a perfect word, Wilbur. It explains a lot.
I knew you'd understand. Miss Greenwood?
Yes?
It's your turn now. You knew all the time about the paint on my coat. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, it's really very simple. My telling the story of what happened wouldn't do Barbara any good, and it wouldn't help you.
I don't understand.
Well, Barbara had built up this imaginary character of you, and she was anticipating your reaction as this character. Instead of the real Wilbur Mannix, I wanted her to face the truth in order to learn the truth about you.
And she couldn't do that this afternoon?
No, she couldn't bring herself to. She was terrified by her conception of you as some kind of rarefied sophisticate.
Oh, good grief.
The more terrified she became, the longer she tried to stave off the inevitable.
No, that's really the funniest part of the whole thing.
It is? I seem to be missing something.
You are. Mm-hmm. You see, I've had to face the truth, too. And the truth is, well, I felt exactly the same way about coming here.
About coming to see us?
Yes. I've heard the family talk about the formidable and overwhelming Miss Greenwood.
Oh, they were confusing dimensions with intentions.
Well, perhaps. But I had visions of someone, ooh, very stiff-necked and terribly social. You know, someone who looks down her nose at everyone.
Ah, now you're confusing height with sight.
And then, the thought of facing the three Bartons. Well, I guess I acted just as you expected me to.
Well, we didn't do so well ourselves. Strange, or is it really? How can you possibly know people until you actually know them?
Hmm. Well, I know Barbara now. I know she's awfully persuasive. Look at the way she got me to stay for dinner.
Yes, and I know she's honest and courageous. And look at the way she faced a very trying situation when she finally had to.
Mm-hmm. Miss Greenwood,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say those qualities make Barbara an ideal person to have on the Freshman Executive Board?
Wilbur, that's one for you to answer, unless you want a very prejudiced reply.
You know, Miss Greenwood, it's strange how what people say about you tends to make you into a different person.
There's only one thing they could say about me that would make me a different person.
What's that?
I pronounce you man and wife.
Remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying name Hallmark. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. Like sterling on silver, the word Hallmark is your assurance of finest quality. It tells your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And I'll Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I guess that most of us by now have made a Christmas list. The names have all been double-checked. We're sure no friends been missed. And now we face the hardest task, the puzzle without end, of making what we'd like to give fit what we've got to spend. So, if I may, I'd like to give some Christmas time advice. The Christmas spirit can't depend on gifts of any price. It means through all the centuries just what it means again. A time to reaffirm your faith in peace, goodwill to men. So give, by all means, give your best. But if your gifts are small, remember that you still can give the greatest gift of all. You still can show your friendliness, affection, or regard by sending what may count the most, a Hallmark Christmas card. And now, until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Dean saying,
come on, friends, on here we meet again. So long, neighbor. Till next Sunday, I'm just saying, so long.
So long.
This is Wendell Miles speaking. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show brings you from Hollywood. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show is written by Leon Meadow, Bill Cole, and Kyle Sanders. The part of Sylvester is played by Ian Wolfe. Clock at KECA, Los Angeles.